The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of rich people, Cardi B is getting some criticism for a brand deal that she did with a clothing brand called Shein. Now, if you've never heard of Shein, it's kind of like the off brand. It's this website that will create dupes of a lot of really popular designer clothing, and they'll do it for very, very cheap. So, for example, you might see somebody wearing a Chanel dress on the runway, and then Shein will create a off brand dupe, and then you can get it for $13. So Cardi B recently posted a video to TikTok where she was showing off some winter coats, showing her fans and her followers, this is what you need to be wearing this winter.
Ladies, this year we're investing on a good coat, okay? Don't be walking around with that jean jacket you wore in the spring, or don't be going inside the club talking about, I ain't cold, and you know you're freezing, girl. Now, look at this coat that my mama got me. Yes, how much you think cost? $5,000? $1,000? No, these all come from Shein, girl. They're all under $200. Now, look at this brown jacket. Yes, sexy. I'm a babbage.
Gotta throw that in there.
God, I love her so much.
I will say that ad came up on my TikTok, and normally if I see an ad, I'm like, oh, skip through. I watched the whole thing. Yeah. I was like, first of all, these coats are beautiful. Who knew Shein had the quality to be able to make things look that good?
They got some good stuff.
I know, not to endorse them, but she had all these, you know, beautiful coats that she was showing off, and she's like, y'all need this. They're all under $200. But then she started getting some criticism on social media. Somebody said, girl, you wear Hermes and Chanel, not Shein. Basically saying, okay, we know you're not wearing Shein. Why are you telling us, the people, to go and buy Shein?
So here's the thing that infuriated me so much, and it's the thing that I love about Cardi B, is that she clearly hasn't forgotten where she's from, right? And I don't know if you guys know the history of Cardi B, but she was broke ass back in the day. She was a dancer. She's already admitted to, like, yeah, I kind of hooked up with guys for money back in the day. She came from nothing, zero. So when she, and now she's made it, so she can wear whatever she wants. So when she connects herself to this brand and remembers, like, there's a lot of people like me out there that want to look good but can't afford it anymore, I thought it was a major plus.
I love this for her. I feel like they can't win, right? You athletes take a lot of heat all the time for making all that money and then coming out with a product or endorsing a product that people can't afford. And
right.
They always talk about it. And now someone is saying, hey, I have money, but still, I didn't forget where I came from, and you can purchase this, and people are still criticizing. You can't win.
I'm going to call her out because Cardi B is incredibly intelligent. She took like AP history or AP politics in school. Like, she's very tapped in. Shein is the biggest fashion polluter on the planet.
Oh, here we go with the wokeness.
No, I mean,
again.
I do think that people need to know that it's not wokeness. It's facts. They're the biggest fashion polluter. Their clothes are toxic and have something like 400 times the amount of allowed phthalates in it, which is a hormone disruptor. And they don't treat their workers well. You can go see anything. You're buying fast fashion. The reason it's so cheap is because people are being paid pennies in factories, and it's all ending up in landfills because it doesn't last. And so I would really encourage you, if you're shopping, not to buy Shein coats, because they're the planet's biggest fashion polluter. And instead, like, either buy a piece that's going to last or go ahead and thrift it.
You're a buzzkill.
I don't think I'm a buzzkill.
You're a buzzkill.
You're not going to be able to wear that coat if we ain't got a planet.
Now I can't use AI. Now I can't use this product you told me the other day that I'm contributing to global warming by going on ChatGPT. What can I do?
Well, you're breathing as well, so maybe you should stop that, wasting the planet's resources.
A lot of people did come to her defense, though, being saying that she's also worked with other affordable clothing brands, too, like Fashion Nova. They're like, if you think that this is new, like, you haven't been here for very long. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good point that she is also just showcasing to her followers, like, hey, it's cool to wear things that aren't necessarily super expensive. To Cassie's point, I will say it is somewhat common knowledge that Shein is a little very, very shady when it comes to how they treat their workers. But then on the flip side, you know, you also, it's kind of like a rock and a hard place. Like, do you push brands that are more sustainable but then expensive, and then your followers are like, how out of touch can you be? We can't afford this. Or do you push the things that your followers can't afford, even though that there are some really shady business practices?
What's the saying that 50% of people are going to like you, 50% of people aren't going to like you, and there's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well just be yourself.
100%. A lot of people are also like, why do you need to do these brand deals? You're obviously living, like, you know, brand deal to brand deal. And she's like, listen, I could sign a $65 million tour deal tomorrow, and the only reason I have it is because I'm holding out and trying to get 80 to 100 million, so let me live. I spend $3 million a day.
And they should not come for her until they come for Shaq. You should go for Shaq first. nobody have more endorsements and brand deals than Shaq.
Yeah, when do you really think Shaq's been on one of those cruises?
Exactly.
He has never stepped foot on one, man. No.
Wait, what cruise is Shaq endorsing?
What is it? Carnival, I think.
Yeah. Shaq has never once been on a Carnival cruise.
I ain't seen him in a Kia either. Yeah. I ain't seen him in one.
All right, this A-list singer says she designed her concerts to be more like a male artist. I'm going to explain what Billie Eilish means on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.